The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hi, everybody. Your money matters to God. Welcome to Faith and Retirement, where biblical wisdom meets practical financial guidance. I'm your host, Tom Levine, joined by my good friend and certified financial planner, Jay Peroni of Faith Investor Services. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic today, Tom. I'm on the road in Charlotte, North Carolina today, but loving this topic we're going to cover today.
I know, I'm excited too. Every week, you know, we help you make wise financial decisions. That is our goal, and we pray for that. So you don't just survive retirement, you thrive in it. And today, we're hitting a big question many families near retirement ask, and that is, are you asking the important retirement questions? We'll talk about Social Security, important retirement ages, 401k milestones you need to face, income gaps, taxes, and the big stewardship questions that shape your retirement. It's going to be the fastest 26 minutes on radio. If you want a free second opinion review of your portfolio or your retirement plan, well, here's what you do. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's where Jay's program, that's the tether to everybody all week. Jay, ready to get started?
I'm born ready, Tom. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's start with the topic that's on everybody's mind. Social Security's been in the headlines again, and the retirement age. There's a lot of confusion and political noise and scary headlines about this, and a lot of people just aren't sure which questions they should be asking. So let's clear the fog. I mean, is age 65 an outdated idea for retirement?
Well, honestly, Tom, it might be. When Social Security was created in the 1930s, the average American lived to about 62. So the government basically said, we'll give you benefits at 65, but statistically, we'll never have to pay them. That was really the game plan. Fast forward to today, and I have clients in their 80s and 90s who still go to the gym. They complain the 40-year-olds walk too slow on the treadmill. Longevity is a blessing, but it changes the math. Retirement can now last 25 to 30 years, and that's a long time to stretch savings, Social Security, and investments. That's why Psalm 90:12 says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And planning isn't fear, it's really wisdom. That's why you have to have a good plan when it comes to your retirement.
Yeah, there are two types of people who have a plan and people who just don't. And Jay, so can you break down the difference, the real differences between claiming Social Security at 62 or at full retirement age or waiting till age 70?
Yeah, I actually teach a lot of Social Security courses, and this is a question I often get. And you've got to think of Social Security like three rooms in a house. 62, that's the basement of the house. You can go there early, but the space is going to be smaller. Full retirement age, which depending on when you were born, could be 66 or 67, this is your main floor. Good size, comfortable, standard benefits. And age 70, this is the upstairs bonus room, the largest payout and the best long-term care income. So every year, if you delay after 62, you grow your benefit by about 8% per year, 6 to 8%. And you can't get that guarantee anywhere else. And I once had a client say, Jay, is this really worth waiting for? And I said, if someone walked into your office each year and said, hey, want an 8% raise? Would you say no? Absolutely not. And that's why often it takes time to crunch the numbers. We use a program called Retirement Analyzer. We look at your income, your assets, and we can help you maximize your Social Security strategy.
So good. Well, this is your place for biblically responsible investing. I'm Tom Levine with Jay Peroni. Learn about us at faithandretirement.com. And you right now, you can ask your questions at 800-270-7310. Jay, does it really matter? I mean, we keep hearing the Social Security could run out of money by 2033. How real is that?
Well, the funding problem is real, but the panic is not. Congress has never allowed Social Security to fail. That's the good news. They usually wait until the final hour. That's the bad news. It's like a kid writing a term paper the night before it's due, but they finally fix it, and that's when we get things done. So even if the trust fund dipped, Social Security would still have tax revenue coming in. The payments wouldn't stop. They'd simply be reduced until Congress acted. And Congress will act because seniors vote. And this is one of those times where fear is louder than reality.
Right. It's one of those political third rails. Some experts want to raise the retirement age, as you've pointed out, but other people want to protect the current system. Where do you come down on changes?
Honestly, Tom, when it comes to investing in financial planning, I always tell people, focus less on politics and more on stewardship. Washington will swing back and forth for the rest of our lives. It's a given. Your retirement plan should be strong enough to withstand all of that. And I love Isaiah 33:6. It says, "He will be the stability of your times." And our plan should really reflect that stability, not us reacting emotionally to the headlines. And now, while politics shouldn't drive your timing or your strategy, your faith and values absolutely can guide where you invest. And that's why we use what we call our screen clean process at Faith Investor Services. And what screen and clean means is we screen out companies that violate biblical values, a lot of these woke companies that don't stand for our clients' values. And then we help them clean the portfolio by choosing ethical, faith-aligned, mission-driven companies. I had a couple ones tell me, "Jay, for the first time, we feel really good about where our money's going." That's the power of aligning your investments with your beliefs. It's not about chasing politics. It's about practicing good stewardship and investing with a clear and clean conscience.
The program is Faith in Retirement, and this episode is called Are You Asking the Important Retirement Questions? And the point is that people take risks and they make mistakes when it comes to Social Security. Jay, we hear that the full retirement age could eventually rise to 69. Is that a real possibility? And what should listeners do with that information?
Well, absolutely, Tom. It's very realistic. That could be one of the solutions if we do start running out of money for Social Security, is to raise the age limit. Because people obviously are living longer and the math is strained. And raising the full retirement age is one of the easiest levers that policymakers can pull. May happen gradually, but it's wise to prepare as if it will happen eventually. The message here isn't fear, it's readiness. If something changes, you're already prepared. And if it doesn't, you've only gained margin.
Yeah, I mentioned that a lot of people make mistakes with Social Security. What's the biggest mistake people make?
The biggest one I see, Tom, is people assume that Social Security is one size fits all benefit. But unfortunately, it's more like chess. Every move affects another. Your health, your marital status, your income needs, longevity in your family, survivor benefits, all of these shape the optimal claiming strategy. And I've been doing this for 30 years, and I still use software to help my clients choose what's the best time to take Social Security, because believe it or not, if you're married, there could be over 8,000 possible combinations or choices. And I had a client named Dave who came to me and said, "Jay, I'm taking Social Security at 62 because I don't trust the government." And I said, "Dave, they've taken money from your paycheck for 40 years. You've already trusted them." We ran the numbers and we figured out that Dave, by waiting till age 67, gave him $280,000 more in lifetime benefits. Because you have to remember, when you claim it, you also have what's called the COLA, or cost of living adjustment. So if you take it on a lower base, let's say your base is 2,000 and you get a 3% raise, that's going to be a lot less than if you were making 3,000 and get a 3% raise. So I always like to remind people of Proverbs 3:13, "Blessed are those who find wisdom and those who gain understanding." And sometimes wisdom is simply taking time to run the math, not just taking it as early as possible, but looking at ways to maximize Social Security. And that's what we can help you do at Faith Investor Services. You can go to faithandretirement.com. Set up a free consultation. We'll walk through the math with you and do a free consultation to see when the optimal time for you and your family to take Social Security.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to sit down and research 8,000 options. So I'm so thankful that you're there. If you don't feel like sitting down and researching 8,000 options, call Jay at 800-270-7310. So Jay, a quick refresher. What's the difference between a traditional and a Roth 401k?
Well, traditional, Tom, says tax me later. The government's not stupid. They allow you to defer those taxes. You put $10,000 in and it grows to $100,000. Now, when you take it out, it's going to be fully taxed, that full $100,000 instead of the $10,000 break. The Roth says, tax me now, never again. So you don't pay the taxes. I mean, you pay the taxes after your taxes. You put it in the Roth and it grows tax-free. And I always tell people, if you think taxes will be higher in the future, the Roth starts looking like a warm chocolate chip cookie. It's hard to resist.
Oh, man, I wish you hadn't mentioned warm chocolate chip. But anyway, that's for another day. So why are Americans in their 50s and their 60s so unprepared for retirement?
Well, life is expensive and people didn't fail. They just lived. Think about it. You got kids, college, job changes, health issues, caregiving for aging parents, recessions, unexpected expenses. And people aren't behind because they were irresponsible in a lot of cases. They're behind because life happened. And God doesn't call us perfect financial stewards, just faithful ones. And there's no better time than today to plan. I always say we can't change the past. We can change what we do today and what we do in the future. So let's change the trajectory of your retirement and have a better strategy.
Well, here's the big question that I have. I mean, how does someone actually know if they're on track for retirement, Jay? And what kinds of things should they be looking for?
That's a great question. We use a retirement readiness strategy. We look at not just the numbers in your 401k, it's about four pillars. First of all, income readiness. Will your income cover your lifestyle? Second is debt readiness. Are you entering retirement lean or burdened? Third, we'll look at a risk readiness. Is your portfolio prepared for the ups and downs that come in the market? And then lastly, we'll look at stewardship readiness. Does your plan align with your faith and values? Are you supporting companies in line with your faith, or are they contradicting your faith and values? Most people haven't looked at all four of these, Tom, but when they do, they see the full picture. And I always remind clients, God doesn't ask us to predict the future. He asks us to prepare with wisdom, and we can help you do that.
Well, you know, as a Christian, I'm so thankful for God's mercy and his grace. The world doesn't always offer that. If someone is in their 50s and 60s and they feel as if they have just fallen behind in this whole retirement savings world, is there any hope for them?
Well, there's absolutely more than people think. Here's a few things that I call the power list. You can increase your contributions to your retirement. You can delay retirement 1 to 2 years. That could have a huge impact. You could delay Social Security. We talked about that earlier, maximizing Social Security. We can also use Roth conversions before taxes rise. You could also consider part-time work to supplement your income. And then this is a huge one, tactical investing to manage the ups and downs in the market. That's what we do at Faith Investor Services. Additionally, you can trim spending, cut back on the expenses, and then you can reevaluate your goals. But the big bottom line here, Tom, is don't panic, plan. Your 50s and early 60s can be the best decade for course correction. We can help you do a retirement reset. Go to faithandretirement.com and we'll help you do that reset.
Friends, you're not alone. Social Security timing and 401k readiness are two of the biggest factors we talk to you about shaping your retirement future. And the decisions you're making today can impact your next 30 years. And you want to have money to travel. You want to have money to be involved in ministry. If you'd like a personalized review, it is free. Visit faithandretirement.com. Or give Jay and his team a call at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. Stick with us. In segment two, we'll explore what you need to know about gaps in income, annuities, and retirement taxes. Back with more right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk.
As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Welcome back to Faith in Retirement. We are talking about stewardship, and if you just joined us today, we're making sure that you're asking the right questions before you retire. Or maybe you're just trying not to think about any of it. Maybe you're guilty of avoiding the topic. Well, this program is for you. And Jay, this is the part where people are often shocked. Social Security alone isn't enough. So let's talk about how retirees can fill that income gap and where annuities fit in and how taxes can make or break a retirement plan. Why isn't Social Security enough to fund most retirements?
Well, Social Security, Tom, was never meant to be a full retirement paycheck. It was designed as a safety net, not the whole hammock. Today, it replaces only about 30 to 40% of a retiree's income. Meanwhile, most people need about 70% of their pre-retirement income to live comfortably. That's why nearly everyone has an income gap to fill.
So how big is the income gap for the typical family?
Usually it's about 30 to 40%, depending on lifestyle and location, what part of the country you live in, and what the cost of living is in your area. And that's after Social Security. So if you don't have a pension, you must fill that gap through savings, investing, part-time work, or something with guaranteed income. Which brings us to private pensions and how they can fill the gap.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and you can reach out to Jay. It is a great opportunity for you to do that for a free consultation, free second opinion, a free ebook by Jay Peroni you can download, and a free newsletter. Jay, what role do private pensions or annuities play in fixing that shortfall?
Well, annuities get a lot of bad press. There are good, bad, and ugly ones. We focus on the good ones. Annuities, when designed properly, act like your own private pension. They can create guaranteed lifetime income, income you can't outlive. And for many retirees, that stability is an enormous blessing. I often tell clients, markets will fluctuate, your bills don't. So guaranteed income helps bridge that tension.
Well, you often do say that annuities bring peace of mind. How does that live itself out with your clients?
Yeah, well, look at this, Tom. Because they pay whether the market is up, down, sideways, or throwing a temper tantrum, predictable income creates emotional stability. And that emotional stability creates better stewardship. A lot of people sell when they panic. The markets are going down, they're forced to sell, and that can deplete your savings. However, retirement becomes less stressful when you know your basic needs are covered. That's where the private pension comes in. If you can have your basic expenses already covered, you don't have to worry as much about the ups and downs of the market.
Okay, so people know what they're getting with Social Security. What about inflation and longevity risk, outliving their money?
Yeah, those are two of the biggest dangers. First of all, inflation, that's the silent thief. The cost of goods going up each year, food, energy, prices getting more and more expensive. And if your income is fixed, it becomes more and more of a danger that inflation's going to eat up your savings. The other danger is longevity, the fear of outliving your money. That's one of the greatest fears my clients have, no matter how much money they have, whether they have millions or hundreds of thousands. They all have that same fear of outliving their money. And some annuities will offer income increases or linked to market indices, giving you inflation resilience. And all income annuities will eliminate longevity risk. You can't outlive the paycheck. That's huge. I had a client who once said, Jay, I'm not buying an annuity. My uncle had one in 1987 and he hated it. And I told him, Ray, my uncle had a mullet in 1987 and I'm not growing one just because he did. So today's annuities are far more sophisticated. Jesus said in Matthew 6:20, store up treasures in heaven, To me, that means a plan with eternal priorities, not fear or nostalgia. Have a solid game plan, and we can help you do that at Faith Investor Services.
Well, I love the security that you talk about. Proverbs 14:26 says, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children, it will be a refuge." And we want people to have money for their children and their children's children. Hmm. So, Jay, do annuities replace Social Security, or is it more complementary?
Yeah, definitely they complement it, Tom. And I always talk about having three buckets, right? Having your Social Security, maximizing that, having a private pension for your income for life bucket, and then having some in the market to get ahead of inflation and taxes. And the way that you can look at it is Social Security is your foundation. It'll provide about 30 to 40% of your income. And the annuity is the walls and the roof to cover the basic needs. So all of your needs should be able to be covered through Social Security and the private pension. And then your fun money is going to be in the market, the things that you want to do, your life's mission, giving money away, being able to travel, buy second home, spend more time with the kids and grandkids. Together, they build a sturdy income home that can withstand the storms that will come our way.
So one quick question before we have to say goodbye. Let's shift to taxes. I mean, you call it the silent budget killer. What kind of tax tools should people get to know?
There are at least four tools that I help people with. And one is traditional IRAs and 401ks, which are taxed later. So you want to have some there, but you want to minimize that bucket. You also want to have some Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. They're taxed now, but they grow tax-free. You also can use health savings accounts. They have triple tax advantages. And then lastly, we'll have brokerage accounts that are taxed, but we can do some tax loss harvesting and really minimize taxes through tax planning and strategies. It gives us flexibility and lower tax rates on long-term capital gains. Each tool has a different strength. The key is blending them wisely.
Oh, good to know. And, well, I will ask you this too. Are we really in the lowest tax environment we're ever going to see?
I'd say very likely. Historically, taxes today are near multi-decade lows. But with the national debt of $34 trillion and counting, I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I'd bet on higher taxes ahead. That's why planning now really matters, Tom.
Well, this is a day and time where people really need professional wisdom. And Jay is highly accomplished. He's a fiduciary. Give him a call, 800-270-7310. Your retirement future depends on filling your income gap and understanding your taxes and building a plan that can withstand markets, inflation, and Washington. Do you want a personalized retirement income analysis? Well, if you do, visit faithandretirement.com or call Jay at 800-270-7310, faithandretirement.com. Your retirement is one of the most important stewardship decisions of your life. May God give you wisdom for every step. We'll see you next week here on Faith and Retirement with Jay Perrone.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Perrone. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.